Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stage's podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stage's podcast.
Subscribe to Stage's podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
All right. Wednesday, April 10th. That's what the calendar says. Do you agree? I agree. It's a Wednesday.
Yep.
National Siblings Day. Saluting our siblings.
Yes.
Meredith, shout out your siblings, Sissany.
Jeanette and Ronnie.
Oh, I said Ronnie. Sorry.
No, it's Ronnie, Ron. It all works. His full name is Ronald.
My tender.
Ronnie.
Yeah, for whatever reason, our family's always called him Ronnie. And yes, when that song came out back in like the early 90s, we would always play it for him.
Belongs to you, Ronnie.
Is it Bobby Brown? Yeah.
You're my only one.
Tender
I think I
Ronnie.
Know the lyrics too.
I know.
My heart. Your heart. Something about the heart and the
Ronnie.
Oh
my gosh.
And the tender.
He's going to die that we're singing.
Tiny shout out to your siblings.
Marco Tina, shout out, love you.
Ruby, shout out to your siblings.
Ruben, Evie, and Devi.
Wait,
and Kayla, shout out to your siblings.
So cute.
Shout out to Marco, my brother. Love ya.
Mariana, shout out to your siblings.
Shout out to my sister, Gabby.
Hey.
You know what? When we're on vacation, we should have the siblings just do the show.
Oh my gosh. That would be right? Cool.
Meredith can run point. Get
yeah.
Ronnie in here.
Yeah, he'd love it.
My sister would give really good advice because she's a therapist.
Ooh.
I'm not. By the way, Mark, I'm just saying, I don't know, when anybody's out, like when I'm out, they're out. Or I think if anybody, like if Tanya's out, I could have her sister fill in. I'd be fine with that.
Oh, that would be cute. Sure.
Oh my gosh, she could tell you so much about attachment styles.
And same with Sisney. Yeah. I have a sibling of Sisney fill in. I'm just saying. I'm giving you ideas, Mark. How about a little enthusiasm for the vacation period?
I'm so into it.
He's taking notes right now.
I mean, Meredith could fill in for me.
That would be so fun.
Right?
I mean, not that you're not with... fun, but like Meredith would be so fun.
That's what I heard. It could still be on air with Seacrest.
Right.
On air with Meredith Seacrest.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of fun. Full of ideas, Mark. Okay. So let's
see. Also Hug Your Dog Day. That's cute.
Oh my gosh. My dogs are so cute. Can't get enough. Olio came up and licked me so hard this morning. So excited.
Mm-hmm.
I almost stepped on Georgia last night when I went to pee three times. Drank a lot of water.
Three
so
times
disruptive.
In one night?
I
woke up at 3:20 and I was like, this is horrible that
horrible.
I'm awake.
Me too. Whenever I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, this is horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, call me. I'm awake.
Three times? Why do you even sleep at that point? Like,
I know. That's what I started
to
think.
You take naps.
Yeah, it's had naps all night.
Yeah, we mentioned today is National Siblings Day. Dodger Stadium opened 62 years ago today. Sunshine, skies looking pretty good. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Shout out to anybody on the treadmill in Whittier. I think there's an LA Fitness in Whittier on Whittier Boulevard. Getting it done, being proactive, cranking. The morning hack. So that's on the way in a second. It's about produce. It can be expensive, but if you're going to get something organic, what's worth it and what's not worth it? By the way, I went into Rite Aid the other day, and I was buying, what's that stuff called? Mucinex.
Oh, were you sick?
And they carted me. No, you're sick? Just felt like, I'm not sick. I just felt a little phlegmy. And so I got a little mucinex.
Like, you have phlegm. Sick. That's an infection.
Phlegm is not sick. It's just a little, I don't know what it is. Allergy. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so I was buying the mucinex, and she carted me.
Yeah, I think like you can do bad things with it.
You can?
Yeah. You can like,
with mucinex?
I think kids do or something like that.
Oh, and she carded me. I was thrilled.
Right, right.
She's like, can I see some ID? I'm like, why? She goes, I need to know that you're old enough to buy mucinex. I was like, really?
She probably was like, is that Ryan Seacrest? I was like, I don't know. Let me check my ID. Yeah.
I did take a picture with her. See? By the way, the TMZ van rolled up and I was in the car. And so I put down my window to say hi to everybody. And so I was talking to the passengers. I couldn't talk for long because everybody behind me was honking at me.
Well, yeah. How
like,
annoying.
Move along.
Well, I was trying to say hello to people that were visiting, seeing Hollywood. Now it was a TMZ van. I was like, hey, how are you?
Because you probably started like interviewing everyone in there.
I
where
did.
Are you
I
from?
Said, what have you
where
learned?
Are you from?
I said, I did. I said, what have you learned so far on the tour? And then I got honked at.
Just the wave.
Some very impatient people. So there you go. That's a day in the life right there. Sisney, what happened overnight? What did we miss?
Well, more Americans watch the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game than the men's. Yeah, the men's game Monday in primetime drew in nearly 15 million viewers, while Sunday afternoon, 19 million watched the women's final. A fourth Bridget Jones movie is on the way. Renee Zellweger will return playing Bridget Jones in her 50s. You'll be able to stream it on Peacock next Valentine's Day. And a gambling website determined the most obsessed Taylor Swift city in America by analyzing TikTok posts, Google searches, concert attendance, and more. And the winner is Santa Clara, California. Los Angeles, in case you're wondering, came in sixth. And that's what happened overnight.
The morning hack is on deck. It's about produce. What is really worth spending for organic and what's maybe not worth it? I'll break that down. Also, a quote of the day to set you up for a good Wednesday. Tom, you know who is the most possessive of anything you think on this show? Who do you think is the most possessive?
Depends on the thing that they're possessing.
Well, in general, most possessive.
I mean, probably Tanya.
Okay, yeah, first of all,
you're
this
right.
is not.
I didn't have to get multiple choice.
This is not a possessive thing.
This is totally possessive.
It's not possessive. I think
what
that
is it? Gatekeeping your dog groomer from others is possessive.
Oh, why? What does that matter to you?
So it didn't initially.
clearly it did.
Hold
on.
She shook. She literally shook her whole body.
Here it is. Slim siblings, Roni. Sisney sibling, Roni.
Yeah, Roni.
Only hot.
Here's the song we were talking about earlier. Belongs to my Roni. She's my only lover. She's
my That's so good.
Only. Yeah, I can rap it. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
The truth about Roni, she's a real fine girl. She's about the sweetest little girl in the whole wide world. Sing it. I don't know the rest. But
something
that's
about deep in love.
All right, Tanya, back to your possession.
Tenderoni.
I lost track of my thought.
I saw your train go by. Where's the train?
Oh, we left off with you shaking. Oh, well, I used to not.
Yeah, I'm not possessive about my dog.
I used to not be possessive. When anybody would ask me, I would
But
I
used to not means I am.
They're so great. This is their name. This is their number. This is the girl that I see.
But now what?
She's so booked that I can barely get Sunny in to get groomed. And so now I'm not sharing the name of my groomer, but I am still sharing the name of the place. So
wait,
I'm not.
Why don't you just have a consistent time that you always do Sunny? So then you know that that's your appointment.
I don't have that. I just don't have that.
Oh, you gotta get on the calendar.
But she's been so hard to book with that I'm just keeping out the name of her, the specific woman, but I'm still sharing the place. So it's not fully gatekeeping.
How about get some dog shampoo and a towel and wash your dog?
I do wash her. I wash her in the bath, but I can't cut her hair.
I can.
I did it once.
Cut your dog's hair?
Yeah, both of my dogs.
I tried to express her hair.
Like, the clippers, yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It wasn't that bad. It was like a fun Sunday project.
Tiny, who does your hair?
She's not going to tell you.
Exactly. She's not going to give me any names.
No names. But I'll send you the name of the place.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. And I'm going to officiate your wedding and you won't share your hairdresser.
Honestly, this happened with my girlfriend. She shared her hairdresser with me and I went and saw her. And then she was trying to get in the exact same time and she couldn't see my friend Tasha.
Tubbs, we're going to take a break here. Do me a favor. It is freezing in the studio. Could you adjust that thermostat or call down to the building or whatever you got to do? My fingertips are cold.
Yeah.
Produce selection, a little dilemma. Do you pay more for the organic or not? And if you are going to do it, which is like worth it? So here's what they say. Some fruit is at high risk for pesticides and some just aren't. Here are the ones they say, if you're going to go organic, are worth splurging for.
This is so fun.
Strawberries. Organic. Spinach, grapes, gut organic. They're more susceptible to suck in the pesticides.
Wait. So spinach, grapes, strawberries, you should get organic.
If you're going to splurge on the organic, go there. Don't waste your money on avocados, corn on the cob, and pineapple.
Yeah, and I heard bananas, too, because they have thick skin.
Because they got the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think about that. The pineapple's got that thick prickly.
Right.
Corn on the cob's got the husky.
Yep.
Avocado's got that thick skin, too.
Yeah.
So they're kind of coated and covered. They're shielded. I thought that was very interesting, actually.
That's good stuff.
And berries, too, I'd assume.
Like blueberries, raspberries.
Organic.
I don't know. I didn't go that deep. Strawberry, spinach, grapes. Based on the skin, you can now decide.
Sure. It ends with berries.
Here's your quote for Wednesday. People are much nicer when they are happy, which says a lot about people who aren't very nice to you.
Oh, say it louder.
They're just not happy. All right. After 7 o'clock, we're going to spin the wheel of games for some Six Flags tickets. We're also going to check in with one of the stops on our 20th anniversary tour of Southern California, which is April 25th. We're out live all day, starting in the morning in Orange County and going through all of Los Angeles to meet you guys in different neighborhoods where you listen to Kiss. Sisney, Tanya, myself, we're mobile the whole day. So we'll check in with Grilla Tacos because we're stopping there on our tour.
Mm-hmm.
First headlines. Let's get into it, Sisney. What happened overnight?
Kiss FM headlines with Sisney.
Well, the Biden administration finalized the first national standard to limit dangerous forever chemicals found in nearly half of the drinking water here in the U.S. Disneyland will soon make changes to their disability access service program in an effort to stop misuse of the program, which results in longer lines for guests. The city of Long Beach is giving away free vending carts to street vendors that meet all the requirements under the Sidewalk to Success program. The spelling errors on the Kobe Bryant statue outside Crypto.com Arena have been corrected, and the LA County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a motion to help the 1,000 of soon-to-be laid-off workers from the 99-cent only stores.
Good Wednesday morning. Ryan Seacrest with you, Sisney and Tanya. Let's get the wheel out here to spin for the Wheel of Games. This is for some Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets. Appreciate you being on with us on this National Siblings Day.
Some new games on this wheel today.
Yeah, some new games. The real name game. There's, let's see, Dodger Cheesecake Factory Waiter. That's new.
Oh.
We have Name That SoCal City Sewage Treatment Plant Edition, which is a spinoff of the Mall
Olivia
edition.
Rodrigo song or Flavor of Aioli.
Yeah, we have that one seems that, tough. Obviously. We're just trying to play the most random games ever. Let's see what we're going to play today. Landed on, Roller Coaster or ChatGPT.
Okay.
So let's see who's going to play. Angie in Lancaster. Angie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Super well. Thank you for meeting us. Tell us about yourself there in Lancaster.
I work full time. I have 3 kiddos, and I would love to take the kids to Six Flags. That'll be a good
Perfect.
Spring break.
Good. Well, we got a 4-pack you're going to win here. It's a simple game. It's called Roller Coaster or ChatGPT.
Roller Coaster or ChatGPT.
Okay.
So, Angie. Here's how it's going to work. We asked ChatGPT for a list of fake roller coaster names. So you decide if the name we give you is real or it's a real one currently at Six Flags or a fake one made up by ChatGPT. Cinch, right? Easy. Here we go.
Okay.
Got to get three right before we get three wrong. The first one. Galactica Accelerator. Galactica Accelerator. Is that real or ChatGPT?
It's not real.
That's right. You know Six Flags like the back of your hand. Next one. Yeah. Sky Rocketeer. Real or ChatGPT?
I want to say Six Flags.
No, it's ChatGPT.
Oh.
All right. Is this a real roller coaster at Six Flags or ChatGPT made up one? Full Throttle.
Oh, that's Six Flags for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. You got it. And for the win to take your kiddos to Six Flags, Phantom Blitz, real or ChatGPT roller coaster?
Not real.
Not real, ChatGPT. Yeah! Congratulations, you win.
Did it!
Awesome. How are you going to tell the kids they're going for spring break?
Let them know I have a surprise for them and bring them down to Six Flags.
Cute. Oh,
I just love show that. Up. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening to us. Hold on 1 second. We'll get those right to you. Thanks. You're welcome. So we've been on air with Ryan Seacrest here for 20 years.
Seacrest is rolling, celebrating on the road for the 20th anniversary. Ryan's riding Orange County. Ryan's riding LA County. Ryan's riding all the way up the freeway to the valley.
From the freeway to the valley, up and down.
So good.
That's what we're doing.
That's right.
It's going to be April 25th. We're starting on air in Orange County. We're going to finish in the valley, stopping at places all along the way, paying your bills, actually, every stop. I want you to come out and say, hey, say hello in person. So one of the stops we're going to make is Gorilla Tacos. And we met Brittany back in November when the legendary staple Mexican restaurant downtown LA, Gorilla Tacos, it got robbed. We saw the story. We talked to her. They were in trouble. We did our best to encourage everybody to go. Get your tacos at Gorilla Tacos. And we actually that day bought 102 tacos. Brittany is on the line from Gorilla Tacos. Hey, Brittany, good morning. We're coming to you on April 25th. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Good morning. Dream come true. I put it in the calendar and everyone was like, oh, my God, it's finally happening. So we are so excited.
So we're showing up. Give us the address. Where do we need to go?
So the address is 2000 East 7th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90021. It's in the Arts District, so right outside of downtown, and we're on the corner. So I'm excited.
And we're going to be there April 25th, Sisney, Tani, myself, live and in person. I am going to be giving away $1,000 to pay somebody's bill. And if you're down, we thought we'd give away 102 tacos.
Yes, let's do it. Oh, my God, that'd be so fun.
So and which one? I love that
mushroom. Tacos fresh.
Yeah, I know. It's opposed to coming delivery because we had them delivered.
I mean, that was basically still fresh. They're delicious.
No, but I want them right off the grill.
Right off the grill.
Yeah, right off the grill. The plancha into your hand. It's going to be, I'm very excited to see this moment.
Because, plancha.
You know, so what kind of tacos?
We always bring
which one will we give? We give like a variety away, you think?
Yeah, I mean, we can just let people order whatever they want. We change our menu a lot, and it's spring, so we're about to make a big change. So we'll just let people decide what they're vibing with for the day. And, you know, all our tacos are like culinary experiences. So whatever shoe someone wants to try on. But, yeah, we'll do a variety.
Gorilla Tacos, April 25th. All right, we're mapping it out. We're going to start in the morning, obviously, on the show, and then we're going to get to different places throughout the day. How's 4:30 for you at your place there at Gorilla Tacos at your location?
That is a perfect time. It's almost like you know restaurants because that's the time where it's like not really lunch, but it's also not dinner yet. So it's a little quieter so we can have 102 people coming in for their free tacos. So it's a perfect time.
And good planning on our part. Nothing like trying to get out of downtown LA to get to the valley at 5.
Yeah.
So that'd be great.
We'll be there at 7.
Yeah. So the valley's going to be postponed or at least late.
Yeah.
It's okay. Everyone's used to it. It's LA.
Corner 7th and Mateo there. Come by and say hi. That's going to be 4:30 afternoon time, Thursday, April 25th. Thanks, Brittany. Gorilla Tacos, Kiss FM. How are we feeling so far? If you were to rate us on a 1 to 5 scale, what do you think we are right now?
Hopefully a 5.
No, because we can peak. We don't want to peak yet.
Ebbs and flows, for sure.
Ebbs and flows. It's like life. You ebb it and you flow it.
Mm-hmm.
Lily is in Santa Monica listening right now, where it's been cold. It's been a cold winter in Santa Monica. Lily, how are you this morning? How can we help out?
Well, cold, you're right. But here's the thing. So I work at a place, it's a brand, but I don't really want to say which one it is, so I don't like out myself. But we are basically incentivized to build our social media followers. Yeah. But my coworker,
you work at iHeart?
No.
I mean, we're not incentivized, but we are asked.
Yeah, well, don't do this. So my coworker bought the company a bunch of fake social media followers.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Like bots. They're fake. I don't want them. I don't like them. So my followers are up, but my engagement is down, and I can't get rid of them. They're there, and I don't like them. So, I don't know. Does Sissany or Tanya, do you have any advice? Like, I don't know.
Can I return them? I need to see. Did your coworker tell you that she was going to do this or he was going to do this?
She was so proud of it. She was like, guys, look at our numbers. And I was like, oh my God, like those are not real people. Like,
oh,
it's so bad.
No.
This is the best thing I think I've heard in a minute.
I've never even heard of anybody doing this. Like,
I know.
Like, I didn't know that you could gift it to someone. That's so weird.
I know. She paid for them. Like, ma'am.
Well, because there's an incentive given by the management there to
get
them.
Right, right.
So that's what's going to happen.
But
it's going to
so
be artificially
cringe.
Generated.
It's yeah, but they just comment the most unhinged stuff, and I want them gone.
You can't return them, I don't think. Like, you can't just...
That's just too much.
Yeah,
well, you'd have to go in there and, like, unfollow or
block them.
Do something like, one by one by one. Look at the coworker. I can't believe the coworker did that.
I can't. That's so good.
Oh, my God.
We're celebrating National Sibling Day. We got the Roni. So one of Sissany's siblings is Roni. Ronnie. But we call him
this is my brother.
Roni.
Huh? No, he's playing a song.
Oh.
No, he's not on the phone.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Because the song, when we were growing up, Bobby Brown had a song about my tender Roni.
Uh-huh.
And I think I know the rap. The truth about Roni, she's a sweet old girl, about the sweetest little girl in the whole wide world. She make the toughest homeboy fall deep in love. So once you had a Roni, you would never give her up. She's a special kind of girl that makes a daddy feel proud. You know the kind of, am I right?
Yes.
That stands out in a crowd. Found a tenor Roni, and the Roni is so right. I think I'm going to love her for the rest of my life. Is that right? Let's see if we got it. I'm putting you through this again, sorry.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Roni.
Me either.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun, Sissany.
Yeah, that was.
Karaoke that one.
I like it.
Actually, that could be my karaoke song.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Are we karaokeing on April 25th on our world tour?
We should.
Finish off with a karaoke, Sash. I'm not mad at it.
World tour. Think A-Town.
That could be my rap right there. Oh, boy. Could recreate Dimples, Mark. Oh, throwback. That's what I do. I throw it back.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest with you. 102.7.
Kiss FM.
102.7.
Kiss FM.
102.7.
Kiss FM.
Jingles, jingles, jingles. Who needs them? Take those. Who does our production now?
Matt.
Mark?
Matt Wheeler.
Matt, take those. Matt, phase them in and out and
yeah.
Put some effect on those and spin them back to us. So good right there. That was the chorus I need in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Some spirit sticks. All right, guys. Wednesday. I don't hate it.
The weather couldn't be better.
Oh, my gosh. Tanya, you should be able to look up in the sky someday soon because it's been really blue and beautiful. I know you hurt your eyes looking
did.
At the eclipse. You haven't seen how nice
it's
it is
very
outside.
Stressful. I'm, like, scared to look up now.
You looked up without the glasses first.
I know.
Do you know, I have a Patagonia vest and jacket, and I've had it with me and on for
months.
Right.
And finally, yesterday, I'm out in the middle of the afternoon, and I'm going, wait a minute, hold on for a second. I'm sweating in my jacket. I don't
back
need
is
it.
Sweaty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Because I was like, whatever I was doing, I had to put a Patagonia on. I had to put a puffy jacket on because mm-hmm. especially like in the afternoon. But my gosh, I was sweating. And yeah. I said to a stranger, you know, I love to talk weather to strangers when I'm out in the wild. I said, it's finally like LA again. Like I'm being really funny. Mm-hmm. Finally like LA again, huh?
Hilarious.
I thought that was it's hysterical.
Hysterical.
What did he say back? Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's about time. Commiserating on the weather. All right. So we're about to give away this grand prize to Hawaii, the Disney resort there. We've been qualifying people for a long time. And one of the most fun things we get to do is surprise you and tell you, hey, you won. So that's going to be in a minute. Now, let's all chime in on this one. California's considering a new rule, a new law, mm-hmm. where basically after whatever time they decide, let's say 5 o'clock, your company can't bother you and expect you to respond, and they can't fire you if you don't.
That's right. That is your uninterrupted personal and family time. You could essentially go dark.
Explain the bill and the premise of all of it, and let's talk about whether or not we like it.
So it was introduced this week, and it's basically the right to disconnect under this bill. Workers shouldn't be punished for not being available 24/7. So if they're not being paid for 24 hours of work, should you be responding to all those emails and texts and calls that may come in after work hours? Now, it's obviously going to be different from job to job. There's many jobs where you're on call 24/7, like doctors,
right?
You know? And even our job, I feel, is not a really traditional 9-to-5 where I feel like we're always kind of on call.
No, I think that, well, so all right, this can be, this is kind of up to the individual. You could definitely, if this thing passes, you could definitely say, hey, don't bother me. Or you could say, bother me and probably get ahead of your job. Like if you want to make some progress at work and maybe jump in front of somebody else, then be the one that's available.
Like if the email is sent and then you just want to get it done and do it anyways at 6 p.m. ready for the next day, or send it that night. Sure.
Well, I'm thinking like, okay, if it's the three of us and we all work together and Tanya wants to jump ahead and do something, you know, before we get a chance to react to it, and you, Sissy, and I are like, well, don't bother us. It's after 5 o'clock. But Tanya's like, I'm going to get ahead of them. I'm going to be available all the time. Then she's going to get ahead.
Yeah, like, well, I think also some people like prefer to work at night, and I think some people would rather wake up earlier and do it in the morning. You know what I mean? So I think it just depends on what kind of person you are.
It's going to come down to actual guidelines and employee handbooks and whatever job, especially if it's very corporate, I think they'll have to have these rules very clear.
But wait, there's a workaround with this group, with us. Here's how it would work with us if this thing passed. Mm-hmm. One of us would be on call and we'd rotate. Right? So you, Sisney, you'd have Mondays, Tanya Tuesdays, Mark Wednesdays, Tubbs Thursdays, then Sisney Fridays.
Sure.
So I think bookends the week.
I'm basically on call 24/7 for the station.
You'd be
in
Monday
general.
And Friday, and everybody. Right. But that's fine. Like, mm-hmm. I think a rotation is good, right?
I think it's a
rotation
whole
of being available.
Just the setting of the boundaries is what it really needs to come down to. Do we need to go dark? I don't think so. But just kind of setting up those boundaries, like...
Well, I think, like, the pendulum, like, it swings one way, and I feel like there was such a time where it was, you know, the hustle, yes, everybody's like, grind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the pendulum has now swung the total other way, where people are focusing on, like, boundaries and personal time, and so I think eventually it's gonna even back out again.
It's so funny, though. Like, I will put my phone down and not want to look at it for hours, but then if I text somebody and I don't get like a response within 3 hours, I actually will text a friend of mine that has their contact to ask them, did they change their number? Because I didn't get a response.
Right.
Did they update their contacts? And I don't have their new number because they're not getting back. What's up?
What's exactly up?
We'll see. What's the schedule of the passing? When's the vote?
Who knows? I don't know.
And we don't look that far. It's one of those mornings we get to do a grand prize giveaway.
It's very exciting.
It's like the mornings that we get to give away the Ford. You know, we show up at somebody's house, give away the Ford, give away the car. Or it's like when we qualify people for any grand prize. Big trip is always good. Cruise. I mean, Sisney, you've done the cruise.
Have a good
now
cruise.
We're talking about the grand prize winner for the Disney Aulani Resort and Spa in Hawaii. You might have seen it if you saw American Idol on Sunday and Monday. That's where we were. We shot the singers on the beach where you and the family will swim. Now, this is not just a trip for you and your significant other. It's a family pack trip.
Huge.
So, This is the call now for a trip for four. Let me dial it up. Okay, we're calling Ranch Cucamonga and looking for Erica. Erica, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Erica, thank you for waiting patiently. Mm-hmm. I'm very good. Over the last couple of weeks, it's Ryan Seacrest calling. I don't know if we mentioned that. I have Sistine and Tanya on the line here.
Hi there, Erica.
Hi.
Hello, ladies. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I understand that you're at work and about to jump into a meeting.
In 2 minutes, sir.
Okay. Well, you want me to call you back?
Like right outside the conference room.
Oh, they can wait.
Oh, no. What job do you have?
Well, I am I do sales for the Postal Service.
Oh,
how are the sales right now for the Postal Service?
Sales
how are
they doing? For Postal Service.
You know what? They're amazing. And by the way, we have a great team across the United States. FYI.
I know.
Nice.
And you have lots of vehicles. I see them everywhere. So,
yes,
Erica
yes,
Padilla of Rancho Cucamonga. We are calling you, interrupting your very busy day to tell you that you and your family are the grand prize winners of the Disney Aulani Resort and Spa trip to Hawaii.
What? Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm excited and I'm nervous.
Why would you be nervous?
Why are you nervous?
You know, because I have a meeting in 1 minute.
But can you tell everybody in there that you just won on Kiss FM?
Well, you know what? It's actually going to be on my Zoom. Oh, my gosh. But I'm very excited. Man. And, yes, I'm going to share it with everybody. Actually, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to step out real quick.
Are we going to talk to the postmaster?
No, hold on. No.
Guys, postmaster's going to be on with us. Big kid. I've never talked to a postmaster.
I just went to get to Hawaii.
What?
No postmaster.
That's the postmaster. Is that the postmaster? Yeah.
But
is that the U.S. Postmaster?
This is the U.S. Postmaster.
This is Ryan. This is my sales team.
Hey. Hey, sales team.
Hi.
USP. USP. S. Yeah. USPS. USPS.
Thank you so much.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me a P.
P.
And give me an S.
S.
What's that spell?
USPS.
Yeah. So what's the meeting about today? Price of stamps?
Well, I'm onboarding a customer, so they will be a partner with the United States Postal Service. So I am very excited to onboard them. And yes. So,
well, Erica Padilla, you are a grand prize winner. How would you like for me to send these tickets to you? FedEx, UPS, or Postal Service?
Postal Service.
Okay, you got it. You got it. And thanks to your team for putting up with us. And sorry the meeting is 1 minute late.
Thank you so much, you guys. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you too. Hang on. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah,
don't go anywhere. Hold on. I'm going to shout out my U.S. Postal Service delivery person when I was a kid. Mr. Mancy. I used to look forward to Mr. Mancy coming every day in the summer. Because, you know, some days they get a letter from Nana or a postcard from a friend. But Mancy, my U.S. Postal Service. And I always wanted to go. He let me climb in the truck once. You know, they drove with the doors open.
I still don't know how they organize it all.
I'm fascinated. You know, I've walked by the USPS, warehouse. And, you know, where they have all the trucks backed up.
Yeah.
Loading in the stuff. Fascinated by it. I'm also fascinated by the airplanes, but we could take a long time talking about
that. That's right.
So, Erica Padilla, our grand prize winner, she is going. She got several nights, 4 nights at the Disney Aulani Resort, $200 resort card, ground transportation for the family, round trip air. It's all there from LAX. Congratulations. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We just met the U.S. Postmaster.
Not confirmed, but sure.
He said, this is the Postmaster.
It's a little more tongue-in-cheek, I think.
I believe what I hear.
Yes.
I think everybody needs to come in on this one. So let me grab Caitlin. It's very important we get to Caitlin right now. Caitlin, we want to help you out here. Everybody is on mic. Everybody's leaned in. Everybody has their glasses on. So it's a full focus moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you hooked up with a guy. And when you were leaving, You gave him your phone number. Then what did he say that you're wondering if it's a red flag or not?
Well, I asked him. I was like, oh, so I don't think you have my phone number. And he was like, oh, that's okay. I have your Instagram.
Oh.
Whoa.
That might have been the automatic red flag.
Those are my, that was my jaw falling to the ground.
I think it was the automatic red flag that we can't control it. Just sounds off.
Wait,
if it
that's
hears something
okay. It's
concerning.
Not such a red flag.
You met, you thought you were meeting him for the first time.
Well, I had a crush on him for like a little bit. I met him through a mutual friend and we were like at his house and like all night we were like hanging out and talking. And so I don't know. I kind of thought he was into me, but after he said that, I was like, well, maybe he's not.
So, do you know
how he has your Instagram so he can direct message you? Why do you think he's not? It's like if he's looking you up on Instagram, he's into you.
Yeah.
Like he's searching, he's checking you out. He's looking at your photos.
Do you have so many followers that you didn't realize that he was following you?
No, I knew he was, but I just like to communicate, I thought like,
Oh, I
better,
see.
You know,
like, so now it's almost like he didn't even care to want my phone number because it might not be as serious for him.
Exactly.
I don't know. Fine. I think if somebody's looking at your Instagram, they want to actually understand a little bit about you, right? They want to check out what you like
to
do.
Yeah, but not
if
he denies the phone number. She literally's like, here are my digits. And he's like,
yeah, but
I'll DM
how
you.
How are you going to get the number? It's like hard to put a phone number in a phone.
No, it's not. First of all, it's not even that. But like, some people don't like to give their phone number. Because what if it goes bad? Then that person has your phone number. Like, I never gave my phone number when I was on dating apps.
But I had a guy at the gym. Meeting a lot of guys at the gym lately, huh? I had a guy at the gym, and he's like, who had a common, what did we like? We both liked something. I forget what it was.
Food.
Anyway, he's
olive
like, oil. No, it's not olive oil. It was food related. But anyway, I'm like, dude, that's so funny. We should hang. So he's like, yeah, you want my number? And he takes my phone. He types his number into my phone and calls me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What good's that?
He calls himself.
I don't know. He called somebody, and I'm like, well, I don't still have your number. He's like, you got my number. What am I supposed to do now? Hit save, hit info. I don't know.
Yes, hit save contact and put his name in there, gym guy.
Didn't get there. So, Caitlin, I'm not so sure it's a red flag, and I think the red flag looks a little sensitive this morning.
It's like Pac-Man.
I think it is. All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
There's so many other worse red flags, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's a red flag.
I kind of like that one.
That's a red flag.
That's so awful.
I think that's a red flag.
What song is that?
No, it's one of the greats. Wright Said Red.
Ooh, it's good.
Oh,
remember Wright Said Fred. It's his brother, Wright Said Red.
Wright Said Red.
All right. Let's find out what you think about these debates going on online. Here we go. So feel free to weigh in 800-520-1027 or send us a talk back on that iHeartRadio app inside the Kiss page, that red microphone. So here's a couple debates online. I'm just curious what you think. Is your wedding being planned? And if so, if your wedding guests miss the RSVP deadline, do you want to invite them?
Ooh.
A couple on Twitter sent out invites with a reasonable RSVP, and guests who RSVP'd after were told the RSVP is closed.
I mean, it's super harsh.
That's so savage, but I kind of love it, honestly.
Like, it's there. You probably got the invitation 3 months, 2 months in advance.
Don't
who
you
knows?
Get a reminder, too? Like, I feel like those things come with auto reminders as well.
They would have to be very apologetic and, like, call me personally to be like, oh, my gosh, so I'm so sorry. We met, you know, obviously we want to be there. Then, yeah, whatever. But otherwise,
but I think
you kind of move on.
RSVPs are an honest mistake. Like, I don't necessarily RSVP immediately because I want to be
right.
The first one to RSVP.
Right.
But then I forget
yeah,
to do it later.
You catch it right away.
Because I get it immediately. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I sent that too fast. They're going to think I have nothing to do in my life.
Right.
So anyway, all right. Well, I think that that's harsh. For me, it's harsh. A little rigid. Here's another one. These are questions dividing the world. At the grocery store, is it rude to always take items from the back of the shelf? So grocery store workers on Instagram say this makes their jobs harder and say this leads to more food going bad.
Oh, that's interesting because you want the milk that's like the furthest expiration date.
Yeah, like the eggs,
the freshest salad.
I don't think it's that bad if you like rearrange the shelf back. You take it trickery. And then you just clean it up and move on. Down the next aisle.
I told you this earlier. I'm obsessed with the smell of grocery stores right now. I go in, I take three deep breaths in. Mm. And every grocery store, close your eyes, smells the same.
Yeah.
Right?
I know what you mean.
It's all that stuff together. It's the refrigerator section, the light, the bubble gum, the cereal, the bakery, the meat. All of it smells the same. All right, here's another great debate. Can an ex-husband ask his ex-wife to return to her maiden name? A woman posted on Reddit that her ex-husband asked for her to drop his last name because it was awkward for his new fiance.
I think that is a fair ask.
I think so. I think it's a fair ask, too.
All right, here's one that I don't get. Is it inconsiderate to peel an orange on a plane? Person asked this question on Reddit. Some said it's fine. Some say eating anything with an odor on a plane is rude. To me, an orange does not have an odor. That's a soothing citrus smell.
I agree.
That's an aroma.
It smells delicious. It's fine with me. But if you're opening up your to-go sushi on an airplane or anything that has like just a strong
I bring hard-boiled eggs on the plane.
Oh, you're hard-boiled
eggs? Well, you are
eggs?
Annoying. You're much worse than this orange person.
It's literally like a stink bomb.
Yes, an orange.
I do.
The thing with the orange is that it gets the tray table sticky. So if you leave the tray table sticky for others, that's a problem. But I like the scent.
I like the scent of an orange too. Eggs? Ugh.
I mean, if you're traveling next to me, break out the eucalyptus, the lavender. I want to smell all that.
I share. I offer to people around me.
No one's going to eat
share your
eggs.
Homemade hard-boiled eggs?
I offer, yes, of course, to the person next to
can
me.
Can I give you a healthy recipe trick? I just was in the store the other day and I bought mustard powder. Have you ever purchased mustard powder?
I didn't even know mustard could be powdered.
Here's what you do. Everything can be powdered. Mm-hmm. What you do is you take your hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
And maybe two yolks and a bunch of egg whites. Put them in a bowl. Don't make mayonnaise. A little olive oil. A little feta cheese. I know cheese is an issue for you, but this is good.
No, feta's fine. I'm good with feta.
Feta's fine. Toss it up. Pickled jalapenos and mustard powder. Olive oil. Mix it up. It's fantastic. It's really a great healthy salad.
It's like your homemade dressing or condiment.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching down into her bag.
I can try this recipe because I'm very into egg salad these days. I love egg salad and I have it every day. So can you send me that recipe or maybe post it online?
I just told you. It's like four ingredients.
I know. mustard powder and
here,
olive
here's the mustard
oil.
Powder. Coleman's mustard powder right there.
Mustard cute. Powder, olive oil, egg white, and so what else?
Why do you have a picture of the mustard powder ready to go
you
on your phone?
You probably had to buy it.
I get excited about these things. I got pictures of
who'd you send that to?
My new condiments. I kept it because I knew it would
look
come up.
Look what I got,
honey.
I
knew you guys would ask me about my latest condiment.
Yeah.
So yeah, here we go. I got pictures of my malk.
Wait, it's like displayed. You're like modeling them.
No, it's probably so that he gets the right kind at the grocery store. I have to do that to Robbie all the time.
Before bed.
Oh, I love a good infrared mask.
Wait, which one is that?
That's a good one.
Why don't you post these things?
Oh, you look like Iron Man.
Does anybody
want
to see that? The infrared mask before yes. I go to bed? No.
It's literally like Maxon's Iron Man mask.
All right, guys, this is enough fun. See, bathroom products. I mean, I got pictures of all of them.
Pictures of all of your products and ingredients. It's so random.
Well, in case I need, I'm out, you know, I'm going to go in the wild,
like,
I need to get something on
the fly. Display them, like you're posing them.
Product display. So Tanya was saying it's a good idea to make a marriage pack. We're going to get into that here in a second.
Yeah.
It's a trending report. A marriage pack. This is the deal. You're whatever age, you've got a good friend, you guys hang out, but you're also dating other people. You think you need to go date other people and see what life has to offer. But you do say to them, you know what? If I don't find somebody by the time I'm 30, 35, 40, whatever, then let's just you and I get married. We'll have a kid. It's a fallback plan. And it seems logical, actually, when you're starting out in life.
Exactly. Yes. When you're young and you're like, oh, it's so far away from now.
I did it.
I did it too. And I'm so glad that it never worked out that way.
I did it in my 20s.
Yes.
Okay. So this is great because do you remember who you made the pact with?
Yes. Absolutely.
We might have to call her and dissolve it.
She no longer speaks to me.
Well,
no, <I'm>
then you can write. Well, that's the thing. You can write a letter and dissolve it.
Why?
She moved to Atlanta.
Mine is like happily married and like with babies.
Okay.
That'd be weird to call them.
Exactly.
Let me explain to you. So The Marriage Pact, this was made by Bachelorette star Blake Moynes and Love is Blind star Natalie Lee. And
taking advice from them.
It's not advice. They were saying, I don't think that we've ever talked about it, but Blake and I have a marriage pact. If I'm not married by age 35, we said that we would have kids and get married. And so I figured that this is a public service announcement because I too had a marriage pact with Andy, who used to work on this show, our old engineer. And when I was doing my workbook calling in the one, it said I needed to dissolve that marriage pact because when you have a marriage pact, it basically is telling the universe, I don't need your help. I'm good. Like I'm covered. And so you have to call that person, dissolve your marriage pact, and then it gives you the space to bring in the one. And can I tell you all, we did it on this show, on this very show, On Air with Ryan Seacrest. We dissolved my marriage pact with Andy. I don't want to say his last name. On November 1st of 2019, guess what day I met my future husband?
November 2nd.
November 5th, 2019.
Are we supposed to be excited? Or are we supposed to,
how does nobody to find this? That so wild? Yeah, know. Thank you, Jen.
That's crazy. Wow. That's wild. Tubbs, you hear that? I just heard Tubbs chuckling about your Andiness, so I don't know what.
Yeah, Tubbs is a little bitter about the pact with Andy.
Did Andy have your job?
Yeah.
Or did you work with Andy?
Yeah. He worked with us a long time
ago. But don't say his last name.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh.
Yeah.
He just was chuckling about your marriage pact. Because I guess, did you think that you had one with her, Tubbs?
No, I did not.
No, Tubbs and I never made. I had a marriage pact with Andy. I didn't need another one.
What was your deal with Andy?
I had a marriage pact. I was like, if we're not married, I think it was by the age of
33. Did you hang out with Andy in the wild?
I could never picture you with Andy.
No, but he was like cute and smart and funny.
Did you ever go out with him?
No, I never went out with him.
It's so weird.
You made a marriage pact with a guy who was cute and smart and funny. You never went out with?
Yeah, usually the pact you make it with, like, you've already hooked up once, or they're really best friends.
It's a really tight platonic friend.
Yeah, almost like a friend of benefits, maybe.
At some point, cross the line. Right.
Right.
You took it a different way.
Yeah, you're like, you. you back there.
I don't know what we can do after this. We need to soak this all in. Not sure where we can pivot.
November 1st, I dissolved it, and I met Robbie November 5th.
I still think you would have met Robbie even if you didn't dissolve it.
I don't know.
Good times. Everybody's forgotten all that. This show, so much history, so much rich history in this program.
That's crazy.
Dare I say, we are out of time? Is that true? Yeah, it's over. That's it for the run in the morning. Thank you for listening to us. Tomorrow, we're back with Orion's Roses. So listen to this, guys. She says a man appeared at her door claiming that his wife and her husband are having an affair. So how do you deal with that when someone knocks and says, guess what? I have some news. Got that for you tomorrow at 7:40. Might want to tune in for it if you've heard Orion's Roses. Mark, I was talking to a guy at the gym, and I was reminded. Amari was talking to me, and he's listened to the show for a long time. And he said, I'll never forget it 20 years ago. I heard the first Ryan's Roses call.
Wow.
I think before we even decided to do Ryan's Roses, it was just a random call. And he said a woman thought, maybe we can find it. Maybe Nick can find it. But it was just a random call. And I think she said, I think somebody's cheating. We're like, well, let's just try. Before we called it Ryan's Roses, we just tried to call the guy. And I think we on the fly came up with this offer, the Roses dealio. And he'll never forget it, he said.
That's amazing.
It really is. I might invite y'all to work out with me one day. Everybody's there.
Everybody.
You know what's funny? When you posted your photo when you saw the eclipse, I was trying to figure out where you were, and I knew you were on a workout. I just couldn't figure out what gym.
It's the same gym that it's been for the past.
But I'm grateful that you couldn't figure it out.
I couldn't figure it out.
Because I had another hour to go. Didn't need any visitors.
Oh, good.
All right. Let's go to the back room. What did we miss in the back room this morning?
We were just talking about the whole, can an ex-husband ask his ex-wife to return to her maiden name? Because there's like, you know, some of the girls were talking about how they have family members that were like, nope, I'm not changing it.
Yeah, my mom, keeping it.
Yeah, my mom kept it for a little bit. And then just this year she changed it. So.
And what made her change it now?
I think because we're older and she just didn't want to have a different last name than her kids. But now that we're older, we're like, yeah, you shouldn't be that anymore. So.
And who's that burrowing up to the mic there behind you?
I'm just like creeping over here. Raul's mom's his dad asked his mom when they got divorced to change her name, and she was like, no, and she never did. Her name is still the same. It's iconic.
You gonna change her name when he proposes to you?
Absolutely not. That's my name.
Raul, did you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's a strong
know.
Here's how everybody finds out about things for their future. Right here. Just before 10 o'clock. All right, Backroom. Thank you, everybody, for your contributions today. Thanks for all the fun. I had fun. We'll do it again tomorrow. Disney, you want to go to 11? I think so.
I sure do.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.